Always a pleasure to talk to Karen Clough, or Claren Clough, whichever.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, from Orthopedic Rehab. They have their big walk coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday. It's supposed to be a beautiful day.
You want me to check?
60-something degrees, I checked yesterday. It changes on a daily basis.
Yeah, but you want the real weather?
I want the real weather, yeah.
It is sunny and 60, so.
See? I was close.
That's perfect, because you've had.
Oh, yeah. We've had.
I would say a wide variety of weathers over the years.
Most definitely.
What was it, about 3-4 years ago when you had it downtown where that snow was coming down sideways?
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't even
sleeting.
A snow. It was a. It was pellets.
It was pelting you in the face, you poor thing.
I was hiding from that.
Oh, I remember we did the interview in your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get out of the weather.
But last year it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it looks like this year will be nice.
Yeah, I bumped it back a week or so.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully we don't run into that as much as we used to.
Can people still sign up?
Oh, yeah. They can sign up all the way until the day of. So registration's $30. And that gets you the shirt and all the fun stuff, gets you registered into the run-walk series. So if you're doing the series, that counts toward your total miles and everything there. It's a 10K starting at 8 a.m., followed by the 5K walk, 5K run at 8:30. Then we've got Jenny Lapp is bringing her Girl Quest, Boy Quest kids again this year. So they'll go, after everybody else gets out from our run, the kids from Girl Quest, Boy Quest will go. And then we'll have a kids' fun run, and we'll do awards and all that good stuff. So it's always a fun day with Orthopedic Rehab. And you guys are going to be there doing the live broadcast, of course. And then we'll have JTV and Playmakers, and it should be a wonderful time once again.
What's a kids' quest or boys' quest? Or?
It's a thing that the schools have started now to encourage kids to get moving. So, you know, they have a select group of kids from each district throughout the counties and stuff. So we usually have around 250 kids come out. So that adds to the mix. And between our registrants and the Girl Quest, Boy Quest, we've had upwards of 600 people. So it's always a good time, and good parking and sunshine.
Probably more this year.
I hope so.
You're going to be out on Spring Arbor Road.
Robinson McCain. Yep, we'll start at our Robinson Road Clinic, which we did last year. This is something that we started last year. Had some good response as far as the actual course itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've tweaked it a little bit this year just so we don't affect businesses that are trying to operate during the day. but it's still a really, really good course. And the 10K will take you through Cascades and up West Ave and around. And, you know, the compliments that I've gotten from the participants have been really, really good as far as the course goes. So I'm hoping, I think we've got, probably 150, I would estimate right now, pre-registered. And I think a lot of people just wait until the day of just to see how they're feeling or see how the weather's going to do.
This is the first event of the year.
Second? In the series. Yep. The Groundhog Gallop's the first.
Oh, okay.
That's in February. But those are for the snowbirds usually that are just starting to get their feet wet again. And great event. But ours is the second in the series. So, yeah.
So 8 o'clock, 8:30. If you get out there probably after 7, you can start signing up.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. Just come to the registration table. We'll get you signed up, get you your shirt, get you your bib number, and it's chip timing.
You got to have that.
Got to have that nowadays, for sure. For sure. So, you know, we have a huge amount of volunteers. That we could not do this if it weren't for the volunteers. So our whole run is based on the help from the Relay for Life volunteers that come through to us, and Pedal and Tour, P&T Fitness. My gosh, the amount of work that George does for me and his staff as far as setting up the cones and working with DPW and road closures and safety things.
It's a project, isn't it?
It really, really is. I don't think people realize how much goes into it. And I could not do this without their help. So All of the proceeds go back to those volunteers for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life teams.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell us about your new gym.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the Oras Fieldhouse. I think a lot of people recognize it as the former RAC, the Rando Activity Center. We needed more space to grow our strength and conditioning programs. So it made sense for us to take on this project and expand our services. And we have Total Performance Training Center upstairs. You know, a lot of our athletes come to this program ages 8 on up. These kids are, you know, they want to be faster and stronger, and it's amazing to see the response that we've had with parents inquiring about it, and then the students participating and signing up and all that good stuff. And then, of course, you know, the court time, court rentals and event rentals. And
now you have batting cages.
We have batting cages. We have Rush Soccer come in and do their practices there, basketball.
You the only one with batting cages now?
Yeah. Yeah, extra innings is, you know, unfortunately things didn't work out for that entity, but, you know, we felt it was really important to keep offering that in the community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we put some drop down batting cages. bolted into the ceiling, and then we can drop them down as needed. So we have three open courts that are basketball courts, but then obviously can be turned into whatever we need to and divided up into sections. If you just want one court, if you want all three, you can do all three. It's really up to the coaches and whomever is interested in getting that court rental. So
what's the goal out there? Is it training for kids and athletes?
It's, yeah, but we also do adult fitness classes out there. It's a one-stop shop for everything. You know, people can even rent out the entire facility if they wanted to for graduation parties or wedding receptions, and it's a multi-purpose facility. Obviously, the main focus is the sports, you know, speed, agility, all that good stuff, and giving kids a place to go to continue improving on their skills.
Is there like open basketball or
how? Yep. You just call Michael Cool is our facility director out there, and he books the court time. People might know Michael from he is the captain of the rugby team here in Jackson. So
who knew?
If you didn't know we had a rugby team, now you do.
Well, you learn something every day on this show.
See? Talk to Orthopedic Rehab. We have all the sports insights.
Rugby.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're interested, call 768-2255. It's a real easy number, 768-2255. Extension 1 is going to get you to Michael and the court rentals and, you know, time spent out there, open court time, whatever. And then if you press extension 2, you're going to talk to Adam Stoyanov, who oversees the Total Performance Training Center. So we have some new faces that have joined Orthopedic Rehab, and they're fantastic individuals that are very, very versed in sports and injury prevention and training and taking things to the next level. And so, yeah.
Things going well.
Things are going really well.
Good.
Things are going really well. So, you know, we've got our five other locations on top of that and staying busy, and we're going to have the open house for the field house coming up in May. So May 5th, write that down on your calendar, save the date. May 5th, it's actually a Thursday. It's Cinco de Mayo. So all those people that are posting that Cinco de Mayo is Taco Tuesday are wrong. Just so you know, it's Taco Thursday.
Okay. What do you guys got going on out there?
We're going to have a little party. We're going to invite everybody out. You know, there's going to be...
Wear your sombrero.
Yeah, coaches, ADs, leaders in the community. The chamber's going to be there doing a ribbon cutting. We're going to have some food provided by Marinos. We're going to do some margaritas. We're going to make it fun, you know. Anytime Orthopedic Rehab's involved, we try to make it fun for all. So stop by, see the facility, see some demonstrations in the batting cages, and, you know, talk to our trainers and see what we can do for you.
Now, if somebody wants to sign up for the run, best way to go online?
online. Everything's easy. Online now. Runsignup.com. You know, and you plug in 10K, 5K, ORS, pull that right up. Or you can go through our website if it's easier, ORSMI.com. And on the homepage, you will see a link for the run sign up. So you have all day, every day until Saturday. obviously, you know, making sure you get the right shirt size. The earlier you register,
there you go.
You're guaranteed to get the shirt that you want if you register late.
10K at 8 o'clock Saturday. Good forecast.
Yes.
Perfect running forecast.
Absolutely.
Probably be in about 50 or so.
Yeah. Sunshine and it's
well, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me,
Karen Clow, Orthopedic Rehab. The big run is Saturday, and again, May 5th
for the open house.
Open house.